Audio point 7. With your back to the path from audio point 6 and with the view of Corwen to your left, you will see a smaller path leading off to your right. Follow this path to the western entrance of the hill fort.
When we see these super Welsh names like Caerdrewin or Moel Fenlli or Moel Hiraddig, all these great names for our hill forts in this part of Wales, then lots of questions arise. Caer is easy for Caerdrewin. Caer means fort. Drewin could be a personal name. Chief Drewin, Drewin's fort. Or you could break it up. This may be a bit too simplistic, though. Drewin. Gwyn is the last part of the word, means white. And Dre, mutation, the T has turned into a D because of the great delights and complexities of the Welsh language, and the fort of the white town. So where do we get the idea of whites from? Don't think it's white paint, don't think it's lime wash on the stone, but the very fact that when the first stone walls were put up there, either as roundhouses on the interior, or most especially the newly quarried, perhaps, from the hillside, from further along the ridge, but fresh stone forming those broad high walls, now collapsed, would be really shining. It would be shining in the sunlight or even shining in the moonlight. Ask the question, why build in stone? Well, you build in stone because you want to make permanent, because wood rots after 30 or 40 years. Or you've got new architects coming along and saying, hey guys, Corwen chiefs, you need to be up with the Joneses, yes, who are the hill forts across the river on the other side of Denbighshire on the Clwydian Range. They've got some fancy new defences. Why don't you do this? Or that indeed defences were necessary, that there was a phase of extra aggression. You got tired of having to repair burnt out wooden defences and you decide, hey, let's build in stone. It's a good investment. Or thirdly, even, and this is one I like to go for, is ostentatious behaviour, showing off. Instead of driving around in a lovely Renault Clio, I've got a fancy new BMW, and that's telling us something about the mental state of the person who's driving this fancy new car or who owns this big new hill fort.
We approach the hill fort to the left of the western entrance, which would have originally consisted of a narrow, interned passage, possibly with two guard chambers on either side. The hill fort also has a larger entrance on the opposite eastern side.
Climb up into the fort and head for the top left corner, so to speak. And there, and you don't have to go through it because it's chock-a-block with collapsed stone from the wall. There's a super interned entrance, a funnel entrance. I think the main entrance into the hill fort at one time. And from where you are, see if you can spot a most interesting feature, the equivalent of sentry boxes. Archaeologists like to call them guard chambers. And set into the collapsed wall, left and right, you might just spy what remains of the dry stone wall facing of two semicircular huts set into the wall. Think of them now having a thatched or turf roof, having an entrance that faces the inner end of the funnel entrance, and think what the scene was like 2,000 or 2,500 years ago. The chief is with us and local dignitaries are coming for a big party, a big dance, a big do, and there you have your fancy guard of honour, yes, checking people's credentials, welcoming them, so the soldiers dressed to the nines with shiny spears and swords. Or more domestically, I would say, in the autumn, when the chief is coming round to collect his taxes from each of his hill forts, the poor farmer is bringing his pig or his 2 head of cattle or his so many bags of grain in, and those things are being actually counted by the accountants and assessors.
Caerdrewin continued to be used long after the Iron Age had ended. Legend has it that Owain Gwynedd, a self-proclaimed King of Wales, used the hill fort as a camp whilst preparing for battle against Henry II. Owain Glyndŵr also gathered his troops here after he proclaimed himself Prince of Wales. The remains of the hill fort suggest a magnificent complex feature built over many years. One thing is for certain, it holds many secrets yet to be uncovered. From here, retrace your steps back to the beginning of audio point 7 and choose to follow the path back down the hill towards the pond, or take the steps down the hill for a quicker route. You can follow the Caerdrewin waymarkers back to Corwen Leisure Centre. We hope that you have enjoyed the trail and that you have experienced some of the wildlife, history and atmosphere that makes Caerdrewin and Corwen such a special place. You can access this tour in MP3 and written form, along with videos, pictures and much more from our website, www.heatherandhillforts.co.uk. Thank you for listening.